and a bathroom. And upstairs we had three bedrooms.
So it was a big house.
And this one, it was about the same. They were big houses.
And so when you were living here, your father was working?
Yes, it was in the, that's when he was working in the store.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And before that, because we lived downtown for just a little while. Before we went up on the hill.
Where did you live downtown?
We lived down at the corner of 3rd and Columbia. It's way down over there.
And was it a house that you lived in?
It was a house, a nice house.
I was wondering if it might be above the store or something like that.
No, it was a nice house. And just not in the last 2-3 years, they have moved the house there on 3rd Street, way over on the end of California Mesa, way over there. I don't know how they ever got it there.
Yeah, I don't know how they move houses like that.
I just don't know how they got it there.
Yeah. How long did y'all live there? Not very long?
Is that?
Did y'all live there very long in that house?
Not too long. Let's see. We moved up to there in 1903, and we moved from the other place. I think we lived there about 3 years, maybe 4 years in the other house. And then we went up on the hill.
Mm-hmm. So you've pretty much lived your whole life here in Delta.
No, I should say I wouldn't live any other place.
You like it here?
Uh-huh.
What do you like
it's
about
home.
It?
Well, it's home.
Yeah. Means just, a lot, doesn't it?
Just home. Mm-hmm. So all my friends are gone, pretty near, that I used to know. I graduated in 1912.
From the high school?
And from high school. And there all of those in that, I don't think there's one of them living in that class.
What was the school like that you went to?
School?
Yeah, which school did you go to, the high school? What was the name of it?
Well, it was just called the Delta School.
Okay, and how big was it?
Well, it was 12 grades in it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty big.
Yes, and then they had an extra one. And now they have a big high school out on Garnet Mesa, and two down here where they went to, a big one and a little one. Oh, they got lots of schools. But you know, our population has fallen down, and so they've lost a lot of kids.
Mm. People moving out of this area?
Moving out because there isn't anything to do.
Mm. No jobs.
You see, our main street is just pretty much haunted. I feel so bad about it because we don't have a good dry goods store. We don't have a shoe store. Oh, there's so many stores we don't have at all. And we just need them so badly. We have to go to Mount Rose or Grand Junction to get things.
Get things. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's a long ways off.
And that's a long ways to go. But a lot of people do it, and the people here in town have a fit about it, but we just don't have anybody to come in to stay.
Mm. Is there any industry in this area?
Anyone?
Industry?
Well, we used to have a sugar factory, but we don't anymore. It's gone now. We couldn't, the beets didn't turn out good, and so they quit. And way down there, and it's just standing there, and now I can't think of the name of it, eating place. There's so many eating places. You go down Main Street, and you'll find one on this street, and there's one or two on this street, and one over here, and one over there. I don't know how they make it.
Yeah, for such a small town.
Yeah.
It's hard to figure out
They have just come in here, and it's just sandwiches and mostly.
Yeah, they're new places. They haven't been here very long.
And the place we used to like was at Taro's, but now they call it the Last Chance. And it's a Mexican.